亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，大家好。
Good morning, dear friends and brothers and sisters.
我想我有必要再澄清一下哈。
So I don't think I need to repeat again.
那我们今天是福音聚会。
But today is our gospel meeting.
因为每次有这样的聚会，我们都很努力要求一些新的朋友来到我们当中。
So whenever we have such a gathering, we really work hard to invite friends among us.
因为我们有一个心里有一个盼望。
Because in our hearts there is a hope.
我们想说把一些我们平常不愿意想或者是想不明白的问题能够有机会和朋友们一起分享。
And that is to perhaps have an opportunity to share with friends questions or things that are difficult that we have not considered regularly.
那刚刚我们领会的弟兄已经讲了说我今天要跟大家分享的题目是人算什么。
So as our brother mentioned that the topic for today is what is man?
其实这个题目让大家听起来一开始感觉有点刺耳。
So when you hear this topic, yeah, perhaps it's not very easy to understand or accept. I don't know if you've ever been asked the questions, or someone asks you, who do you think you are? But our topic today is very similar. What is man? It's a little difficult to think about, but if we take the moment to think about it, it's a very deep question.
其实过往近来有很多的哲学家、思想家、教育家或者是什么什么家都曾经思想过这个问题。
So it's a question that philosophers, educators, teachers, scientists, and all kinds of people have thought about in the past.
人算什么？
What is man?
说大学家苏格拉底曾经说过，人最难的地方就在于认识自己。
Philosopher Socrates once said that the most difficult part of understanding man is himself. Perhaps we come to know our environment, our surrounding, and all the things around us very well, but we still don't know ourselves very well.
那事情有点改变，就是自从十九世纪科学技术发展以来，人文主义的兴起。
And so, especially since the beginning of the 19th and 20th century, where humanism, the rise of the humanism.
那人不仅好像非常对周围的一切环境都非常的感兴趣。
As if a man all of a sudden became very interested in all of his surroundings.
所以花了很多的时间精力来研究周围的事物。
So they've spent a lot of time to research and study the things that are surround us.
但是唯独对我们人自己的认识却非常的有限。
But they're very limited in their understanding of us.
即使我们对自己有一些认识，但是你会发现这些认识又彼此非常的矛盾。
Even though we have such understandings of ourselves, but we find it to be conflicting.
之前我们人以为说我们掌握了科学技术，我们人定胜天。
And perhaps we in the past we thought that as long as we can control technology, we can overcome our environment.
我想我们大概很多人都听过这句话，说只要我们自己努力，我们一定可以得到我们想要。
And perhaps many of us has heard this, that as long as we work hard, we will always receive what we desire.
但是恰恰就是科学技术的进步使人今天有非常大的危机感。
But today, with the advancement of technology, it brings a threat to mankind.
我不知道大家还记不记得，我曾经讲过，去年年底的时候有一个发生了一件事情。
I don't know if you remember that I mentioned before, end of last year, something happened.
有一个围棋的棋手，他刷遍了这个古往今来人类所有的棋谱。
So there's a Go player who was able to overcome all the players in the world.
然后他苦思冥想，棋艺精进，在去年年底的时候打败了围棋的世界冠军。
And in the most difficult struggle of this player was able to win against the best player in the world.
大家还记得他的名字吗？
Do you still remember the name of this player?
他的名字叫 AlphaGo.
And the name of this player is AlphaGo.
它是谷歌公司开发的一款人工智能程序。
And it is artificial intelligence program created by Google for this purpose.
在今年五月份，他打败了围棋世界排名第一的中国选手。
And this year it beat the best player in China.
从此天下无敌。
And from this point on, it has no equal.
那没想到今年十月份。
So unknowingly that in October of this year.
他的弟弟只靠一副棋盘和两个黑白子，没有看过一个棋谱，也没有一个人指点，然后从零开始自学成才。
So his brother has never played and didn't study any guides and started from beginning.
他以100-0的比分打败了他的哥哥。
And he was able to beat his forerunner 100-0.
有人知道他叫什么名字吗？
Do you know what the name of this player is?
他叫 AlphaGo Zero.
And it's AlphaGo Zero.
中文名字叫 Alpha 元。 意思就是从零开始。
And the meaning is that he started from zero.
你知道这个伟大的突破被发表在顶级的科学刊物《自然》的十月份上。
And this article was published in the journal.
这个 paper 就是这个这篇文章的截图。
And that's the summary of this.
那的题目就是没有人的帮助下是可以掌握围棋的。
So the summary is that without man's help, it was able to overcome this game of Go.
那这篇文章里面详细的讲述了说这个团队所得到的科学成果。
And this article carefully documented the achievements of this team of technologists.
因为它实现了人工智能里面一个非常非常重要的目标。
Because they were able to achieve a very important goal in the field of artificial intelligence.
就是在没有任何先验知识的前提下，通过完全的自学。在极具挑战的领域达到超人的境地。
And it's basically it was able to, without any previous learning experience under and by self learning it was able to overcome this, completely dominate this game.
那之前的那个 AlphaGo, 它之所以能够战胜这个人类围棋的冠军。
And the predecessor AlphaGo was able to beat the best player in the world.
它的做法就是大量的刷题。
And his the way to achieve for his goal was to study a lot of games.
他参悟人类这个在历史上所有的棋谱。
And it basically went through all the previous games that were played by man or by all different kinds of people and studied them carefully.
那通过自我训练，最后来个超越人类。
And then ultimately through a learning of these games that it was able to overcome.
那他的弟弟与 AlphaGo 完全不同。
And so the subsequent AlphaZero was very different.
他完全是从零开始。
And it started from absolutely nothing.
在没有任何参考人类先验知识的情况下，靠着自己强化的学习。
So without studying the previous games and their outcomes, just by purely studying the game itself,
打败了他的哥哥。
It was able to beat its predecessor.
而且是100-0，非常非常的悬殊。
And also in 100-0, so that was a tremendous victory for this.
那还有一个特别的地方就是他的弟弟阿尔法猿。实现这个目标只用了四个 TPU.
So the AlphaZero also used much less processing power. It only used four training processors.
而且只花了三天的时间。
I only spent 3 days.
练习了490万个棋谱，自己练习。
And studied about 49 million games and by itself.
那他的哥哥是用了48个 TPU。
And the predecessor used about four times as much, 48 processors.
花了几个月的时间。
And spent several months.
而且刷了3000万个棋谱。
And study about 300 some million.
所以这个项目的负责人他在讲，说是他说阿尔法猿远远比阿尔法狗强大。
So this article basically says that the AlphaZero is much more advanced than AlphaGo.
强大的地方是说它不再被人类的认知所局限，而且能够发现新的知识。
And where it's strong is that it is no longer limited by man's knowledge or man's experience, that it is able to self-discover and self-learn.
那同样，前一段时间，英国的 BBC 发布了一个调查的报告。
And a while ago, the BBC also published a study.
它对未来与人类相关的365个具体的职业。如何能够被人工智能所取代的前景做了预测。
So it did some study regarding 360 jobs that were across different industries that are threatened by artificial intelligence in the future.
大家知道结果吗？
Do you know the result of this study?
在300多个职业里面，据说是银行职员、保险业务员、会计、政府职员、金融分析员。被人工智能取代的比例都在90%以上。
So for the study basically concludes that those who are in the fields of bank tellers or financial analysts or government workers or and so forth, some of these fields that the chance of them being replaced by artificial intelligence is 90%.
那同样，美国斯坦福大学有个教授叫卡普兰，他也做了一项统计。
So in the same way, Professor Kaplan from Stanford also did a very similar study.
美国一共注册的职业有720个。
There were around 720 or so jobs that are registered.
他预测在将来十年之内，47%的职业要被人工智能所取代。
So he forecast that in the next decade or so that there's about 40% of these jobs will disappear due to artificial intelligence.
其实这些事情不是将来要发生。
So these things are not things of the distant future. So in reality, a lot of banks have already started using artificial intelligence.
据说 2000年的时候, 高盛在纽约这个, 股票交易所一共有 600名, 交易员。 2000年的时候, 高盛, Goldman Sachs.
Oh, so in Goldman Sachs in 2000, they had about 2000,
600
basic traders.
但是今天只有两, 只剩下两位。
And today there are only two traders.
那这张照片是瑞士银行的交易大厅。
So this is a trading floor. The, on the left is a trading floor of Credit Suisse.
那左面是八年前的这个交易大厅的景象。
So on the left is the trading floor from 8 years ago.
右面是今天。
On the right is today.
你看左面是何等的壮观，今天整个大厅是空荡荡。
You can see how populated it is 8 years ago and how empty it is today.
那我再给大家看一张图片，是今年《纽约人》杂志10月份那期的封面图片。
And that's a cover for the New Yorker from October of this year.
那其实这幅漫画看似非常平常。This
comic, this fiction seems very common.
他画了一个乞丐带着一个狗，然后举着一个空咖啡在沿街乞讨。
There's a picture of a homeless person with a cup and a dog asking for change. I think many of us, especially if you work in the city, you'll find this to be very common. There are many people who are on the side of the street asking for change.
但是这幅漫画最令人震撼的是说，行人不再是人，是机器人。
But what's so surprising about this picture image is that the person, people walking around, no longer people but machines.
所以这个漫画就表达很多人的心声，把很多人里面的担心和恐惧表明出来。
And this picture, this image depicted all the fears and uncertainties in a lot of people's heart.
因为人工智能发展实在太快。
Because artificial intelligence truly is developing at an amazing pace.
人要是按照人担心按照这种速度发展下去，有一天人会沦落成为乞丐。
And if this continues, surely one day man will become homeless and.
那未来如果人被电脑所取代的话，人就成为一个边缘人，或者是被边缘化。
And so if one day if machines are men are replaced by machines or computers, then man will ultimately become marginalized.
以前人的对于这个技术进步所担心的是说，很多重复性或者是低端的工作会被电脑所取代。
In the past, people are afraid that certain low-skill jobs will be replaced.
那今天人工智能的发展好像是人面临一个境地要被电脑所取代。
But today, we're faced with a bigger threat of possibly being replaced by computers.
这个影响不再只限于低端的重复性的行业。
This no longer impacts purely on the low skill level and repetitive work.
好像每一个行业的人都受到这些冲击。
It seems as if every people of every sector and every jobs are potentially faced with such a threat.
有名非常著名的科学家叫霍金。 我想学物理的大概都知道。
So there's a famous scientist, I think those who study physics will know Hawkins.
他被誉为宇宙之王。
And he's sort of coined as the king of the universe.
他认为说人类迄今为止最为深刻的影响就是人工智能的崛起。
The greatest threat to mankind today is artificial intelligence.
他说人工智能的成功有可能是人类文明史上最大的事件。
And this is his quote, and that the success of artificial intelligence probably is the greatest achievement of mankind.
但也有可能是人类文明史的终结。
But it is also possibly the end of mankind.
他说除非我们学会如何避免危险。
Unless we learn how to avoid such a threat.
所以我们人真的会被机器人所取代吗？
So is it possible that man can possibly be replaced by machines?
人的价值到底在哪里？
What is the value of man?
如果我们的价值是建立在说我们常常讲的优胜劣汰适者生存的达尔文主义的理论下面。
So if our value is based upon the theories of Darwin where the strongest survive.
或者我们常常讲的这个唯物主义里面所讲的说我们的价值取决于我们所能产生的生产力的时候。
Or is it based on what the materialism specified that our value is based on what we can produce?
今天人实在到了一个非常关键的时候。
But man is truly at a critical crossroad.
因为如果人真的被机器人所取代的话，人就失去了存在的价值。
If man is replaced by machine, then man is, will lose his value.
可以说这是唯物主义这个价值观所带给我们的结论。
Perhaps this is the conclusion that materialism has brought upon us.
那今天我们一起来看一个认识神的人。
But today let's take a look at a person who knows God.
当他有同样的困惑、有同样的疑虑的时候，他是怎么样？他的心路历程是什么？
When he was faced with such a similar circumstance or worries and uncertainty, what was his response?
他是如何来发现、如何来定义他自我的人生价值？
How did he come to discover and come to define his own personal value, his meaning of his life and his value?
刚刚我们的弟兄已经讲，我们一起来看诗篇第八篇。
So as our brother mentioned, let us all open Psalm 8.
我们一起来看经文。
Let us read it together.
这个是我要一会儿再跟大家。
Psalm 8 itself.
要你提前透露出来。我们现在一起来看经文。我们一起来把这段经文。
Let's read the Psalm 8. Let's just read Psalm 8.
大家能看见吗？ OK, 我们现在一起来看。我们一起来读一下哈。
Let's read it together.
诗篇第八篇。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。你因仇敌的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口为言。我观看你指头所照的天，并你所陈设的月亮、星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点。并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼、凡惊醒海盗的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！这个诗篇是大卫所写，在3000年前的时候写。
This is a psalm that was written by David around 3,000 years ago.
那我们弟兄刚刚已经讲了，大卫是个牧羊的人。
And as our brother mentioned, that David was a shepherd.
所以我们猜这首诗篇极有可能是在写这首诗篇的时候，他极有可能在晚上。
And this is a psalm perhaps he was written at night.
因为他看见天上有很多的星宿。
Because he saw the moons and the stars in heaven.
地点极有可能是在当时以色列的旷野。
And the location was perhaps in the wilderness of Israel.
那当他举目望天的时候，他看见天上的月亮、星宿，看见大自然的巍然有序的时候。
And when he glanced off at the sky, he saw the stars and the moon and all of nature.
他心里发出这样的感慨：人算什么？
And this is his reflection, his response to that. What is man?
我想我们当中很多人都会有同样的经历。
I think many of us have very similar experience.
那在今年九月份的福音营，我有机会和去福音营的一些弟兄姊妹朋友们去大西洋海边去。
So this September at our gospel meeting, we had I had the opportunity to go with brothers and sisters to the beach by the Atlantic Ocean.
那晚上呢就一起去看星星。
And at night we went to gaze at the stars.
那当我们站在这个大西洋的海边，你看日出的时候，看这些波涛汹涌的大海的时候。
As we stood on the shores and gazed upon the sky and see the sunrise and sunset, and looked at the waves.
或者是当我们在漆黑的夜晚，我们看天上的这个繁星的时候，
or when we gaze upon the stars in the night,
我心里面当时真的有这种感觉。
I truly had this thought.
就是人算什么，我是什么。
That what is man? That who am I?
我们在天地之间实在是太渺小。
We are truly insignificant in this universe.
我想我们每个人可能都有这样的问题，在这么伟大的创造面前，我们的人到底算什么？
And in this such a great creation of God, that what is man?
那我们可能常常想一想，我们就停留在这里。
And perhaps when we consider this, we basically stops right here.
但是诗人大卫没有停留在这里。
But David did not stop.
我们现在看这首诗的一个非常特别的结构。
Let's take a look at the very special construct of this psalm.
我们叫它相反平行的结构。
And this psalm basically is constructed, and there's a parallel structure. In the psalm.
我们刚刚看的这个诗篇一共有九节，可以分成四个段落。
There are 9 verses in the psalm. It can be broken down to 4 sections.
那上面是四段，下面是四段，是非常对称的四段。
There are 4 verses on top, 4 verses below. It's complementary.
所以，如果我们看开始的第一节和结束的第九节，你发现是完全一样。
If you read the verse 1 and 9, you'll find that they are the same.
如果你看，我一共标了，上面是标 A, B, C, D。
On the top, I marked A, B, C, D on the left.
那在画线以后啊，就是那个中间线以后是 D C B A。
So on the bottom, it goes in reverse DCBA after the line.
这就是相反的平行的结构。
And this is a complementary but a opposite. It's a parallel structure.
那开始的 A 和结束的 A 是对应。
So the A and alpha A ampersand A is the same.
那都是同样的一句话。
It is the same verse.
那同样你会发现上面的 B 和下面的 B。内容也是相似。
You'll find that verse 2 and the second, the B and the B below, the content are very similar.
上面的 B 讲到神配得的尊荣。
And the B on top says that God is worthy of our praise.
那下面是讲到说神赐给人的尊荣。
And the below is the glory that God has given to man.
那上面讲到说神创造的荣耀息。
And on the C is that the God's glory that He has created.
下面讲说神把这个荣耀赐给人。
Sorry, on the bottom, the C below is that the glory that God has given to man.
所以最中间的两节就是讲到说人的渺小卑微和讲神的恩典眷顾。
And in the middle section, it speaks of how small man is and how.
就是第四节。
And it's verse 4.
人算什么？你竟顾念他。
What is man that you take thought of him?
世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
And the Son of Man that you care for.
所以这节是这个诗篇的主题。
And so this basically explains the topic of the song.
而且他在用的开始和结束同一句话来特别的强调说人要来赞美神，要来感谢神。
And in the conclusion of the song, it emphasizes that man shall praise God.
那大卫一方面看见人自己的渺小有限的时候。
And when David saw the finiteness and the smallness of man.
他没有只是停在这里。自卑自怜。
And he did not find pity here.
而是他看见神的眷顾和恩典。
But rather he saw the God's care and God's blessing here.
他看见人不仅需要认识到自己的有限。
He finds that he realized that man must come to an understanding of his finality.
更要看见神的眷顾。
But also needs to see God, how much God cares for him.
那我大概想从四个方面来讲我今天要分享。
So I want to take a look at today's this passage in four different sections, four different points.
这是我最后一个slide. 这是我最后一个 PowerPoint.
This is the last PowerPoint.
因为我不是很擅长用 PowerPoint.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
所以我要从四个方面从讲，第一个是讲说人算什么来看人的渺小和有限。
So the first is that what is man that to look at how small man and how limited man is.
那第二点我要借着神的创造来看人起初的尊荣。
And the second is to by God's creation to look at man's glory.
那第三个是从世人算什么来看人的悖逆和堕落。
And the third is to see what is man to consider man's fallenness and man's humbling.
那最后一点是借着神的眷顾和拯救来看人幕后的光景。
And lastly is by God's salvation to see a man's restoration.
那我们先来看第一点说人算什么来看人的渺小和有限。
So let's take a look at the first point which is what is man to see how small and limited.
这里面讲说人算什么你竟顾念他。
And here it says that what is man that you shall care for him.
这个顾念就是纪念的意思。
What is this to take thought of him is to think of him.
那这里所强调的不仅仅是想一想而已。
And here what it emphasizes is not just to think of him.
更讲说是对人切实的关怀。
And it is a much more deeper care for man.
是用一个实际的行动来顾念人。
It is to care for man with realistic, with actions.
所以这里面诗人发出这句话的时候，一方面感觉说他看见人自己的渺小。
So on one side, when he sees the psalmist sees the smallness and the limitedness of man.
他另一方面也看见人的不配。
And he also saw the unworthiness of man.
那加州有一个国家公园。
And in California, there's a national park.
那名字叫 Joshua Tree National Park.
The park is called Joshua Tree National Park.
我不知道我们在座有没有人去过那个公园。
I don't know if anyone has been to the park before.
因为在美国一共有59个国家公园。
Because in America, there's 59 national parks.
那这个国家公园可能是去的人数比较少的几个国家公园之一。
And this is probably the one of the parks that fewest people visit.
那离这个洛杉矶比较近。
It's very close to Los Angeles.
那我曾经去过两次。
So I've been there twice.
这个公园有个特点，就是它整个的地貌是属于沙漠的，很像沙漠的地貌。
What's so special about this park is that it is mostly a desert.
因为我从来没去过沙漠，所以我第一次去这个公园的时候，
And I've never been to a desert before, so when I went to the park the first time, it was a pretty amazing sight for me.
大部分是沙漠，然后有一些稀稀疏疏的长一些很特别的树。
And not only was it on a desert, but it was sparsely filled with some certain very special looking trees.
那还有一个特别的地方，它有很多很多大的石头，非常圆滑，非常巨大。
And then there are other parts of it where it's filled with very large, tremendous boulders.
那我第二次去的时候还赶上下雨。
So the second time when it was drizzling and it was filled with fog. And I also drove around the park for a long time and it was very rare to see anyone. And even being a little fearful in the park. So someone else also mentioned that they've been to the park. And he went there in the middle of the night. Because he went there to camp.
那他描述说，当他这个去camping的时候，他就爬上一个非常巨大的石头。
And his description was that when he went to camping, he climbed up on a tremendously large boulder.
然后他就躺下来仰望天上的繁星。
And he lay down on top of the boulder and gazed upon the sky.
他说，当他眼睛触及满天繁星的时候，几乎瞬间就崩溃。
And when he saw the vastness of the universe and the numerous stars in the sky, he was overcome.
他没有办法控制自己的情绪，说眼泪。
He was overwhelmed and he said he could not control his emotions and tears streamed down his face.
那我想其中有一个原因可能是刚刚周刚说讲的美哭了。 那另外一个他讲说他当时自己心里面满了敬畏。
And perhaps his heart was filled, he said as he stated that his heart was filled with respect and fear for God.
就是对这位创造的神心里面满了敬畏。
And it is towards this God that he was full of fear and admiration and respect.
他真的感觉是人太渺小有限。
He truly came to feel that how small and how insignificant man is.
其实人不仅渺小，你会发现人非常非常的软弱。
And not only do we find man to be very small, but man is also weak.
那我是两周之前刚刚从国内回来。
2 weeks ago, I just came back from China.
那因为我父亲这个 生病住院的缘故，和我哥哥不得不就是一起回国去看他。
Because my father is in the hospital, he's ill, and therefore me and my brother went to China to visit.
那其实我父亲身体一直都很好，除了有一点痛风。
His health has been very good, except a little bit of a gout.
那身体非常非常健康。
So he had been very healthy.
那当我到家的时候，他其实已经在医院住了10天。
So when I got home, he was already in hospital for about 10 days.
因为我妈妈当时一开始的时候没有告诉我。
Because my mother did not tell me initially.
只是说他的症状就是发烧。 住院期间呢，医生做了各种各样的检查，都没有办法查出是什么原因导致。Initially,
he just had fevers, and the doctor did a lot of tests and could not find what was wrong with him.
那当我跟我哥哥到了这个飞机降落，从机场直接赶到医院的时候，as
we got off the plane and rushed over to the hospital,
那看见我父亲非常非常的虚弱。We
saw that he was extremely fragile.
他几乎没有办法站起来。
He could not even stand up.
那我印象里面，我父亲是身体非常好的。In
my recollection, he was very healthy.
就是10天的时间。But
it was only a matter of 10 days.
因为他是自己去医院的，你就知道说他去医院的时候，他的身体状况是不错的。And
so he went to the hospital himself, so you can tell that when he went, he was in a fairly good shape.
其实，在医院里10天以后，他就变得非常非常的软弱。And
in 10 days, he became very weak.
就像这个圣经里面所说的，说我们的日子比说更快，我们的生命不过是一口气。Just
as the Bible states that that our days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and come to an end without hope.
人活的就是一口气，其实气断了，我们的生命就结束。And
when our breath ceases, that is our end.
所以在国内那几天，我就和我哥哥一起在医院里面陪护。So
in that 10 days, we stayed in the hospital and cared for him.
那我到美国来已经20多年，我每次回国就是短短的在酒桌上吃吃喝喝，然后就回来。So
in my 20 years here, every time I've been here for 20 years, every time I visit, it's just been having dinners and whatnot.
我几乎有20年多的时间没有去过国内的医院。There's
about 20 years or so that I have not been to the hospital back in China.
那这次在医院里面，我看见 病人真的非常非常的多。
And when I went back, I saw there were many, many people who were sick.
多到一个地步，叫那个走廊里面都是病床，上面躺的都是病人。
And to such extent that there were hospital beds even in the hallways.
那我看见那些病人的痛苦啊，那些可怜和无助的时候
，When I saw their suffering and their helplessness，
我里面真的有一个感慨，就说这就是每个人最终都要面对的结局嘛。
And the realization I came to was that this is something that every one of us will ultimately face one day。
如果每个人都要面对这样人生的终点，人活的到底有什么意义
？If every one of us was to face such an end, then what is the purpose of us living？
想到这时候我就感谢神。
When I thought of this, I thank Him.
我感谢我的生命的终点不是这里。
I thank God that the end of our life is not here.
那这一点我接下去再讲。
I will continue with this thought later.
其实圣经里面有好多好多这样的描述。
But the Bible has so many descriptions of such things.
那大卫曾经讲过说，至于世人，他的年日如草一样，在诗篇103篇十五篇。
In Psalm 103, it says, "For David said that for his, that as for man, his days are like grass."
他发旺如野地的花，经风一吹便归无有，他的原处也不再认识他。
As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over, it is no more.
人不过是出于尘土，也要归于尘土。
Man comes from the soil and will return to dust.
这里说我们的年日就像草一样，就像野地的花一样，经风一吹就没有。
Our days are like the grass and the flowers that, as the wind blows, we disappear.
那圣经里面也讲到说，人为妇人所生，在约伯第十四章第一节到第二节。人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难，出来如花，又被割下，飞去如影。
In Job 14, verse 1 and 2, Man who is born a woman, who is short-lived and full of turmoil, like a flower he comes forth and withers, he also flees like a shadow and does not remain.
同样摩西也感慨说我们一生的年日是70岁若是强壮可到80岁但其中所精华的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去。
And Moses reminds us in Psalm 90:10, As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away.
其实不用圣经告诉我们。
We don't need the Bible to tell us so.
我们的人生经验也常常告诉我们说人生苦短。
Our experience, life experience tells us that life is short and sorrow, and painful.
不如意之事十之八九。
But it is but 70 or 80 years.
无论我们曾经怎样强壮，你怎样成功，怎样伟大，都有结束的那一天。
No matter how strong, how successful, how powerful and famous you are, that one day your life will end.
因为我们的人生都有结局的那一天。
Because all of our lives one day will come to an end.
无论你多么富有，但是有一天这些财富都要离你而去。
No matter how wealthy you are, one day all of your wealth will depart.
无论你多么有才华，你都没有办法永远拥有的。
No matter how skillful and how much abilities you have, how capable you are, one day you will not have those abilities.
你细想说，无论今天你有一个多么这个有爱的家庭，多么优秀的儿女，你有多么好的朋友，有一天这些都会失去。
And you can also carefully consider what a loving family, great friends, and people that you have around you. One day they will also be gone.
当我们走到我们人生尽头的那一天的时候，所有这些东西都会离你而去。
Well, when the day when we walk come to the end of our life, all these things will disappear.
没有一件东西我们可以带着走。
There is nothing that we can take with us.
所以如果这是我们每个人最终人生的结局的时候，我们真可以说人实在活着没有什么价值。
If this is truly the end for all of us, then there is truly not much we can live for.
那我本来是想邀请我儿子今天一起来听。
Today I wanted to invite my son to come and hear this message.
那他今天没有来，我就讲一段我跟他的对话。
So because he's not here, so I will share with you a short conversation I had with him.
那他大概在高中二三年级的时候非常挣扎。
When he was in high school, second or third year in high school, he struggled a lot.
他不是挣扎说要这个要好好学习，要考一个。有个好的成绩，考一个好的大学。
His struggle was not that to get good grades and to go to a good school.
这是我的理想。
That was my hopes and dreams.
所以我就常常跟他讲说，你要好好学习。
So I often tell him that you need to study hard.
他问我为什么要好好学习。
And he asked me why do you need to study hard.
我说如果你好好学习的话，你就可以去一个好的大学。
So I said if you study hard, then you can go to a good college.
他说那又怎么样？
And then what happens? He said.
我说如果你去一个好的大学以后就比较容易找工作。
If you go to a good college, then it's easier for you to find a good job.
你就会找一个好的工作。
Then you will find a good job.
那我儿子说了一句话让我哑口无言。
And then my son said something that, that shut me down.
说那最后人不还是要死的。
And he said, in the end, do we not all die?
所以他在高中二年级和三年级的时候一直纠结说我为什么要活。
And so in the second or third year in high school, he struggled with the question, why do we live?
因为他看到说人的结局如果都是死的话，所有这些东西都没有任何意义。
And he saw that the end, if man's end is death, then all this has no meaning.
今天他还是在这个困惑当中。
And even today, he is still stuck in such a struggle.
我不知道在座的朋友，你有没有这样的困惑
？I don't know if any friends here sitting here have the same struggle.
如果人生的结局真的就是到死亡的话，我们活着真的没有任何的意义。
If our life, our end is ultimately is death, then truly there is no meaning to our life. Because the end is the same. Then we don't even need to worry about whether or not we will be replaced by machines or computers. Because in the end of our walk, our life, all things will just be gone. So David is one who trusted in the Lord.
当他看见人的渺小、软弱和有限的时候
，When he saw the insignificance and the weakness and the smallness of man，
他看见人的短暂，看见人的虚空，他就来到神的面前。
And he saw the limit of man, the shortness of our lives, and the emptiness of it all. He came before God.
他问了神两个问题。
He asked God two questions.
第一个是人到底算什么
？And he says, "What is man?" Yes.
人的价值到底在哪里
What is the meaning? What is the worth of man?
第二个他问神的问题说神为什么会顾念这么渺小有限的人
And why does God care for such so limited beings as ourselves?
因为他感觉人和这位神相比实在太渺小
Because he finds that man compared to this infinite God we're so much smaller.
他真的感觉说人不配神这么顾念
And he finds that man is unworthy for God to care for us.
那神给他的答案就是神借着他的创造
And God, his response towards David was that he reminded David that man was God's creation.
人的存在不是毫无意义的，人是神的杰作。
And man's existence is not without meaning, but rather he is a delicate work of God.
所以说，人的意义和价值其实是在于神。
So, man's worth and his meaning of his life is in the hands of God.
在于神的创，在于人的创造者。
It's in the hands of the creator of man. If we carefully consider this point, it's not very difficult for us to understand. Let me give you a very simple example. So in front of me, there's this microphone. You know, it has certain value to it. Its purpose is that it needs to fulfill its function.
它的功能就是当我说话的时候，它要把我的声音扩大，以至于每个人都能够听见我的声音。
Its purpose and value is that it amplifies my voice so that everyone sitting here can hear me.
这就是它的价值。
And that is its worth, its value.
那它的价值是它起初创造者所赋予的。
And its purpose is assigned to according to its own creator.
当这个设计者来设计这个麦克的时候，他让麦克有这样的功能。
And when the designer of the microphone designed it in such a way so that it has this function.
如果这个麦克没有办法把我的声音扩大
If the microphone cannot amplify my voice,
我们就可以说它是一个废品是无用的
Then we can say that it is broken
没有任何的价值
It has no purpose and no value
所以这个麦克的价值就取决于说它能不能够实现创造者赋予它的功用
And the value and the purpose is whether or not this microphone can realize the purpose of the design, the function that's assigned by its designer
所以今天我们每个人的价值其实是在于我们能不能够实现神所赐给我们的功用
So our value and our purpose is whether or not we can realize the reason and the will of God creating us.
其实如果离开神来谈人的价值或者人生的意义是什么样是无从谈起。
It is a non-starter for us to try to discuss the purpose and the meaning of man's life apart from God.
那圣经告诉我们在一开始的时候就告诉我们神是人造人是神造的 sorry.
And in the beginning of the Bible, it's right off from the beginning, it says thatMan was created by God.
那不仅讲到说神创造了人。
Not only does it state that God created man.
而且还特别讲到说神人是按着神的形象和样式造。
And but man was also created in the image and the form of God.
我想我试着从三个方面来解释这一句话。
Let me try to explain this in three different points.
我们先看说人是神造，重点是在造这个字。
Let, let's take a look at first that man was created by God, and the focus is on create.
这里面造这个字是指的是创造。
And this create is to be created.
那圣经里面讲到说神造男造女按照他形象造人的时候, 这个造与神起初造天地,
And the create, this word that's used when God created man and woman, is the same word recorded that is used to describe God's creation of the universe.
所以这里面的创造是指那种从无到有, 从不存在到存在的造。
And this creation is to create from nothing and to bring into being, and to create from non-existent and to bring into existence.
所以换句话讲说, 在神造人之前, 人是不存在。
And in other words, before God's creation of man, man did not exist.
所以人的存在是 神造,
and God, man's existence came about from God's creation, did not come from evolution. And man has a relationship to God. This is an extremely important point.
因为离开了神来谈人的人生目的意义，就像我刚刚所说的，毫无价值。
Just as I stated that, apart from God, man has really no real purpose when we ask the question.
那我们再来看说人是神所造的，这次我们的重点是强调在神的上面。And
when we look at man is God's creation, when we focus on God.
那我们都知道说，如果一个伟大的艺术品的话，常常是价值连城，是非常非常值钱。We
know that an artwork is, there are many artworks, famous artwork that are worth a lot of money.
为什么值钱？
Why are they worth a tremendous amount of money?
一幅名画的价值，你常常会发现说动辄就上千万。If
you find that the famous artworks easily goes into the hundreds of millions.
那我听说在国内有一个非常有名的画家叫张大千。And
I know of this famous painter in China.
他有一幅山水画，据说是被拍卖了2.5亿人民币。He
has a very famous landscape that he painted, and it's about $250 million.
你们的画为什么这么值钱？
And that was his worth of his painting.
难道是因为画画所用的纸或者所用的墨？
Does it worth so much money? Is it because of the paper that was drawn on or the paint that was used?
我们都知道它的价值取决于是谁画的。
We know that the value derives from the painter.
如果是我画的，可能一文不值。
If it was painted by me, perhaps it's not worth anything.
但是因为它是张大千画的。
But it was this artist. And therefore, it was worth a tremendous amount of money.
那今天其实我们每个人是有尊贵和荣耀。So
today we all have honor and a glory.
那不是因为我们这个人怎么样。It
is not because of who we are.
是因为创造我们的神，他是伟大的神。But
it is because the God who created us, He is an omnipotent God.
是因为创造者的不同，所以我们这些被造的人才被赋予。
And because He is the Creator, and therefore we have honor and glory. So let us not be foolish and say that we came from monkeys. But let's take a look at that. Man is shaped in the has the image of God. We know that God is a spirit. If we take a look at God externally, He has no form.
So
here it states that man is created in the image of God. It is not describing our external form. But the emphasis is on the internal. And in other words, when we were created, certain characteristics of God, He bestowed upon us. Let me give you certain examples.
第一个,
we know that He is a spirit. So according to His image, everyone of us also has a spirit. We can have fellowship with God because of this.
因为人有这个灵性，所以我们是和地上其他的动物是有本质区别。So
therefore, it makes us different from all the other animals in the world.
那第二点是讲说神的本性里面是圣洁。But
the second point is that God is holy.
所以同样，被造的人里面是有良心。And
so in us there's a conscience.
你会发现，当人面对善恶是非的时候，它里面是有责任感。When
we can see that when we're faced with right and wrong, good and bad. We have a responsibility in our heart.
我们做了好事会痛苦，做了坏事会痛苦。
When we do something wrong, we feel sadness or hurt.
我们做了好事，心里会平安。
When we do something that is good, we find peace in our heart.
这是因为我们里面有良心。
This is because we have a conscience.
那神的本性里面，神是有绝对主权的。
And in His, God has sovereignty. In His, God Himself, He has sovereignty.
说我们这些人是有自由意志。
He says that, but He says that we have a free will.
就是讲说我们每个人都有选择的权利。
In other words, is every one of us has the, we have the ability to decide for ourselves.
我们可以选择今天我们吃什么，今天我们做什么。
Today we can decide what we want to eat or what we want to do.
我们也可以选择我们相信神，或者说我们拒绝神。
We can also decide on whether or not we want to believe in Him or reject Him.
这个自由选择的权利是神在造人的时候赋予给人。
And this free will was given to God, given from, to us from God.
我们再看说神的本性里面，神是有永恒的，从永远到永远。
And in God, there's also, He is also from eternity to eternity.
所以我们被造的人，我们每个人里面都有一个永恒的盼望。
And therefore, in us as creations, we have an eternal hope.
圣经里面说，神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里。
So, He made everything appropriate in its time. He's also said, He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find the work of,
人心都向往永恒，人人都追求永恒。
Our heart is set upon the eternal, and we seek after the eternal.
那最后我们看说，我们的神是创造者。
And lastly, let's take a look at our God as the creator.
所以他的本性里面是有创造性。
And therefore, in Him, there is this desire to create.
所以我们这些被他所造的人，我们每个人都有创造性。
And the same way, we owe our creativity to Him.
这也是我们与其他很多动物一个。另外一个本质的区别。
And this is also differentiates us from the animals of this world, Earth.
所以当有人问说人工智能会不会超越人类，把这个问题来带到这个微软亚洲研究院的院长面前的时候。
So when this question, the question whether or not artificial intelligence can surpass man, when these questions were brought to the Microsoft Research Lab, this researcher at this Microsoft Research Lab.
他说人还有一个非常非常厉害的地方。
And this person said that man has another very strong area.
在于即使完全没有数据的情况下，依然保有无中生有的创造力。
And man has the ability, even without any evidence, any statistics or any numbers, is able to create.
如果我们从另外一个角度来讲说，人工智能是人类智慧结晶的话
，If we say that artificial intelligence is the apex of man's intelligence.
那我们的人可以说是神手中的杰作，是神智慧的结晶。
And then we can say we are the result of God's, because we are God's creation. We're the apex of His intelligence.
所以你认为人工智能会取代我们吗
？So is it possible that artificial intelligence can replace us?
那圣经里面不仅告诉我们人是从哪里来的
，The Bible not only tells us where we are from.
更告诉我们说神为什么要造人
，But it also tells us that why He created us.
那在创世纪一开始的时候，神就告诉我们说
，In Genesis, in the beginning, He tells us this.
人要治理这地，也要管理海中的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God,
一章二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 20 God says to man and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and all the birds of the sky and over everything that moves on the earth
换句话说神造人需要人来管理神所造的万物
In other words God created man so that man can have dominion over all creation
那神要借着人把神的荣美神的圣洁慈爱和公义能够体现出来
And God wants to manifest His grace, His love, His blessing through man in this earth.
这是作为人的创造者，神在造人之前的计划和蓝图。
And this is His blueprint and His plan before God created man.
那人在地上的一个非常重要的目的和意义，就是遵循神的旨意来完成神的计划。
And our purpose on earth is to fulfill His plan and to fulfill His will.
你想说，神要人在地上为他行事，带他执掌王权。
And you can consider that God wants man to execute and to have sovereignty on this earth.
替他来管理万物，带领万有来顺服他，来敬拜他。
And to bring all things, all creation, so that they can all worship God.
你看人是有何等尊贵荣耀的地位。
And you can see what honor and glory God bestowed upon man.
这是人的价值所在，是人的尊严所在。
This is God. This is man's purpose and God and man's meaning.
所以当神造了人以后，圣经说神看一切所造的都甚好。
And after God created man, God saw all that he has made, and behold, it was very good. And all things were good. Of course, it included, all things included man who was created by God. We can say that the omnipotent God created the perfect man. And this is the meaning of good. But is there a perfect man here today? Do we find any perfect man among us? We don't need to be look very carefully. All we need to do is but glance across. It's very easy to find the shortcomings and the faults of every one of us. It's very difficult to find a perfect man. But if we were to really have to find a perfect man, perhaps we can only find one. Perhaps it's someone that we consider perfect in our heart. Who do you think that is? Aside from ourselves, who else is there? But not only, let's not say that I'm saying this. But I think many of us have the same feeling. On this earth, who else is better than I? But this is our circumstance. But in God, when He said, when He created all things, they were good. How can the good man that God created become such a state today? It is because man sinned and has fallen. Man, when God, in the original creation, was not so. We all pretty much know how man became fallen. When God created man and woman, He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
派他们修理和看守这个园子。
He bestowed upon them the responsibility of caring and looking after this garden.
那圣经说园子里面有各样的果树, 悦人眼目。
And there were all kinds of fruits and plants that were pleasing to the eye in the garden.
那也结果子可以当食物。
And they bear fruit and they were good to eat.
那园中不仅有这样的树, 还有生命树和分别善恶。
And not only were there many, many different fruits in the trees in the garden, there was also the tree of life and the tree of good and evil.
那神告诉人是说园中各样的果子你都可以吃。
And God told man that all of this fruits you can eat of.
但是有一个例外。
But there is one exception.
就是那个分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
And that is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that you shall not eat of that.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
但是神的仇敌撒旦混进了园子里面。
But God's adversary, Satan, snuck his way into the garden.
他欺骗了亚当和夏娃。
And he deceived Adam and Eve.
于是亚当和夏娃就吃了神所吩咐不能吃的果。
So they ate of the fruit that God told them not to.
这就是人堕落的开始。
And that is the beginning of man's fall.
圣经里面说, 于是罪就进入人的里面,
and the Bible says, from that moment, sin entered into the world, and man.
神起初所造的人原本是干净的,
And the man that God created was clean and was without sin.
但是现在人被罪所玷污,
but now man has been has sin upon him.
那圣经里面说, 因着亚当一人的悖逆,
so the Bible says, Just as through one man's sin entered into the world and death.
不但如此, 死也借着亚当这个人入了世界。
Through sin and death, and through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
因为死是借着罪而来, 于是死就遍及众人, 因为众人都犯了罪。 那在罗马书3章23节里面特别讲到说, 世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为罪的缘故, 人与神之间的交通就断绝。
Because of sin, man's fellowship ceased between man and God.
因为罪进了人的里面, 人就有了罪性。
Because sin entered into the man, therefore man had a sinful nature.
所以一个有罪的人, 他是不可能不犯罪。
Therefore, a person with a sinful nature is impossible for him not to sin.
那可能有的朋友会想说, 等一下。
But perhaps some friends may say, just hold on a second.
你不是说神所造的人都善好吗?
Did you not say that man, when man was created, he was good?
为什么他还会犯罪?
Then how can he possibly sin?
为什么亚当犯了罪，他的后果要由我们来承担
？And why does when Adam sinned, we have to bear the responsibility and the punishment?
我不知道你们有没有这样的问题。
I don't know if you have a similar question.
我原来在学校的时候，曾经有同学这么问过我。
When I was in school, I had a classmate who asked me such.
那对于第一个问题，其实答案蛮简单。
So the first question, the answer is very simple.
就像我刚刚所说的，神在造人的时候，把一个自由的意志赐给人。
Just as I stated, when God created man, He gave man free will.
所以人因着有自由意志的缘故，我们可以选择听神的话，我们也可以选择不听神的话。
And because of our free will, we can decide whether or not to be obedient towards God.
那人恰恰是用神所赐给他这个自由的意志，选择背逆神。
And man precisely uses will, his own will, his free will to choose to rebel against God.
因为神明明吩咐不可以做的事，人做。
Because a man did what God precisely stated not to do.
所以人犯罪是人自然自我选择的结果。
So man's sin was the result of his own choice.
不是神原本的心意。
It is not the original desire of God, the will of God.
那为什么亚当犯罪的后果要由众人来承担？
Then why do we all of us have to bear the end result of Adam's sin?
因为在神的眼里面，亚当是全人类的代表。
Because in God's eyes, Adam is a representative of all mankind.
所有的人都是亚当的后裔。
Every one of us, we are all descendants of Adam.
就像在这个中国大陆，我们常常讲说有人大代表。
Just like we say this in Chinese, that there's a group of people, there's always one.
他可以代表人民来行使权利。
That there's one representative who can represent the people and decide.
那这里面亚当的范围要比人大代表更大一点。
So here Adam's he's a little bit bigger than the leadership we talk about.
他是全人类的代表。
He's a representative and he's a leader of all mankind.
因为圣经里面说，神从一本就造出万族来，这个一本就指的是亚当。
And the Bible says that from one God created many, and this one he is referring to Adam.
所以这些万族的人就住在全地之上。
And said, he says, from one man, every nation of mankind to live in all faces of the earth.
说因为亚当是人类的代表，所以亚当犯罪了，就表明所有的人都犯罪。
And because Adam is a representative of all mankind, therefore, because he sinned, we all have to pay the wages of sin.
所以有人曾经这样总结过。
And therefore, someone once concluded, summarized in this way.
在人的本性里面，人有三有。
In man's nature, we have three things. There are three things we have.
有欠，有罪和有死。
There's a debt, there's sin, and there's death.
人的有限是指说人的认识非常有限。
There's a limit. We're limited.
其实我们坦白一点，我们就承认我们对周围世界的认识非常的有限。
If we're honest, we find that we're limited in our understanding of our surroundings.
很多的事情，很多的自然现象，我们人类都没有，到目前为止都没有。
There are many natural occurrences even today that we cannot explain.
所以讲，因为人的有限，所以才能有天灾。
And because we're limited, and therefore there's disasters.
毕竟人不是人定胜天。
And therefore we have not overcome nature.
第二点是讲说人是有罪。
And the second point is that man has sin.
这个其实也比较简单。
This is fairly simple as well.
当我们看看我们周围每天所发生的事情。
When we look at all the things that happen around us.
你看看新闻所报道。
When you look at all the things in the news.
我们里面其实都会有一个感慨。
We all have a come to a realization.
人心没有罪恶。这个罪不是罪，这里面说，人心没有罪恶，只有更恶。听懂我的话了吗？就是比恶还人心败坏到极处。
And when we look at everything around us, we find that man's wicked beyond all measures.
就看看我们周围所发生的事情。
Even if we just look around the things that are happening.
那国内最近一段时间一直报道一个引起很多人痛心的事情，就是虐童。
So in China, there was a news about many children being abused.
对，小孩子在幼儿园被虐待。
And there are children in the daycare being abused.
那在美国发生了很多很多的枪击事件，特别是今年。
And in the U.S. you have a lot of homicides, especially this year.
那欧洲也有很多的恐怖袭击。
And in Europe you have a lot of terrorist events.
其实我们心里面都会想说，这个人到底怎么，世界到底怎么。
And we look at these things and say, so what's going on with the world?
竟然没有一块净土。
And there's not There's not a peaceful place.
那人不仅有限,有罪,
not only is there, are we limited and we have sin, but we also have death.
罪不仅这个辖制人,
sin constrains us so that we cannot do good. But it also causes us that in our sin we die.
圣经里面说,
the Bible says that the wage of sin is death.
因着有罪,
because of sin that death came upon all. And sin became the judgment and the end for all.
所以人就从起初神所创造的一个非常尊贵荣耀的地位当中堕落。
So man has become fallen from the honor and the glory that God originally created him.
堕落到今天这种卑微无望的光景里面。
To such a pitiful state as today, that we're without hope.
那我们现在来看诗篇, 第八篇第四节的下半部分。
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 8, verse the second portion.
这里面讲说, 世人算什么, 你竟眷顾他。
Okay. He says, what is man that you take thought of him? And the son of man that you care for him. The second part, the care is often used in the Bible. In the Bible there's about 57 times that's translated as to visit. And some places it says that God for surely God will care for you. And in other places it says God cared for his people. And the emphasis is that God's blessing came upon man. God's grace came upon man. It signifies that God is his protector as well.
圣经里面描述说神常常像母鸡保护小鸡一样保护他所造的人。
And God, the Bible often depicts God as a mother hen protecting its little chicks.
尽管人堕落,人失败, 但是, 神的心意受到拦阻。
And even if man has fallen and has failed and has been prevented,
但是神对人的眷顾没有改变。
But God's care for man has not changed.
人犯罪了,
even though man has sinned and man has fallen and failed, God has not forsaken man. And he continues to seek out man.
我再说,
and let me repeat that after man has fallen, God continues to seek out man.
圣经里面记载的第一句人和神之间的对话就是神问人你在哪里。
The first recorded conversation between man and God was the Bible recorded saying that God asked man, where are you?
神不愿意把他所造的人一直就放在这种卑微软弱堕落的光景里。
God is unwilling to leave us in such a weak and sinful and wicked and fallen state.
神要把人从罪和死的权势当中救拔出来。
He wants to save man from the grasp of sin and death.
尽管起初的亚当失败,
even if the first Adam, even if he failed, but even here, God's Spirit touches upon David, and David says,
他借着大卫预言了要有第二个人来,
and by his and he revealed to David that there should be another, that David prophesied that there should be another. And the second is our the God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That he came to fulfill what Adam was unable to correct. In the beginning, we said that David wrote this psalm about 3,000 years ago.
就是过了1000年以后,
in other words, it's about 1,000 years later.
也就是2000年前,
in other words, it's 2,000 years ago.
神差遣他的独生爱子成为一个人的样式,
and God sent his beloved son in the, as a man.
来到这个地上,
and he came to this earth and his name was Jesus. And his purpose was come to save man.
把神的百姓从罪恶过犯当中救拔出,
to save man from their own wickedness and their own failure.
把人从有限, 有罪有死的光景里面救出来,
to save man from his own limit, his limit state, his sin and his failure.
神竟然顾念人,
and his death. And here it basically says that God cares for man.
没有人想到说神竟会用这样顾念的方式来 来纪念人。
No one can possibly thought of that God would care for man in such a way.
神是让他的独生爱子来到这个地上。
God wanted his only begotten son to come upon this earth.
取了一个奴仆的形象。
And to take the form of a servant.
成为一个人的样式。
And to take the form of a man.
他倒空了他的自己, 倒空了神性。
And he poured out himself, he poured out his own, he poured himself out.
把自己完全限制在一个人的里面。
And he confined himself to the finality of man.
圣经里面说他降生在马槽里,
and he was born to the to a carpenter. He was born in a manger.
他活着的时候被世人轻看,
and when he lived, he was looked down upon by man and people. But he is the lamb that God prepared for man. He is the lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. He was without sin, but he took on the sin for all. And for man, he took on the sin and paid the price. And the Bible says that he tasted death for all man. His death on the cross not only paid for man's sin,
更满足了神公义的要求,
and fulfilled the requirement of God's righteousness,
完成了亚当没有完成的计划,
fulfilled what Adam was unable to complete.
所以人只要相信他, 接受他在十架上成就的恩典,
so we only need to believe him, trust him, and believe in what he has accomplished on the cross for us.
所以他的罪会洗净我们一切的罪恶和过犯。
And to believe that his death will cleanse us of all of our sins and our wickedness.
我们会在神的面前得到完全的赦免,完全的接纳。
That we will be completely forgiven and completely received by God.
这就是他在十架钉死之前所说成了的意思。
This is the meaning of his word when he says, "It is done," when he said that on the cross. He is the second representative of man. He is the final Adam. He completed the salvation plan of God. The Bible says that he was crucified unto death and he rose on the third day. A couple of weeks ago, our Bible study was studying the end verses of Luke.
那里讲到说耶稣如何为人的罪被钉在十字架上。
There it spoke of that Jesus was crucified for the sins of man.
那如何被埋葬三天以后复活。
And how he was buried and how he resurrected in 3 days.
那我们当中有一些朋友和同学,
there were some friends and students
那非常的困惑,
that struggled and that were that question and that.
Because
it's too amazing. It's something that's so difficult. That's too difficult to understand. So they say.
耶稣基督复活有好多的证据。
There are many evidence of his resurrection.
那我今天没有时间在这里跟大家细说。
But I don't have the time to speak to you in detail.
那我只想强调一点。
But I do want to emphasize on one point.
就是因为太神奇了，所以才应该信，才可以信。
That is because it is so amazing, therefore it is believable.
其实想想,如果他和我们一样死了就死了,然后就没有然后了,为什么我们要信他?
If we were to think that, and he died, and just like every one of us, then what is the purpose of believing in him?
他自己都没有办法胜过死亡,他怎么能够救我们脱离死亡?
If he himself could not even save himself from death, then how can he possibly save us?
地上有很多很多的宗教。
There are many religions on this world. There is not one single leader of any single religion that can say that he can overcome death. There is not one single person who is dares to say that he can be resurrected. There is only Jesus. Only he said that 3 days later he will resurrect. And it's by his death that he wants to overcome and have victory over the death of Satan and save us from death. And he wants to corrupt the power of death. So that death has no power over him. Because he has no sin. And for sins, for the Bible says that sin is the hook.
如果人有罪的话,
if man have sinned, then man cannot escape from sin. And for the hook will will be upon us.
但是耶稣没有罪,
but Jesus has no sin.
所以罪的毒钩没有办法勾住他,
and therefore the poison hook of sin has no hold upon him.
死亡没有办法拘禁他,
and sin cannot, death cannot approach him.
所以圣经里面说, 他从死里复活以, 大能显明, 他是神的儿子。
And the Bible says that because of his resurrection, he proclaimed that he is the Son of God.
因为耶稣基督完成了神的救恩,
because Jesus fulfilled his own salvation, God's salvation. We can say that today sin and death is no sin is not the is no longer the end of man. And by his salvation, by him overcoming death, that today we can also overcome death. That we can receive the eternal life that God has prepared for every one of us. And John chapter 3, verse 16-17 says, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Because God sent his Son to降世, not to condemn the world,
for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And this is the gospel. If we trust in him, if we believe in Jesus, then we can escape from the power of death. We can receive God's eternal life. The core of the gospel is the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has died for our sins. And that is the reason why in all of our gospel meetings we must speak of sin and of death. If we do not speak of sin and of death, then we cannot share the gospel. Or in other words, what we speak then would not be the gospel. I truly believe that towards for all of us, we all believe that we are limited, we have sin and we have death. In other words, from a different aspect, that everything that I said is just useless. Then, but the focus, the core is that why are we unwilling to face such a truth? For we all know deep in our hearts.
但是当我们来到这样残酷事实的时候，我们选择就是逃避。
When we're faced with this truth, what we decide choose to do is to escape. Or our conscience or our heart will often try to comfort ourselves.
我现在还年轻,
or perhaps I'm still young.
那些事情离我太远,
those things are too far away from me.
那如果我们不年轻呢, 我们会怎么想?
Or what if we're old and we're not young anymore? What do we think?
我们会想人人都是这个样子,
perhaps we think everyone is like this. We're not too different.
那今天我要告诉大家的是说, 我们可以做什么?
But today I want to share with everyone that what can we do? There is a way for us to escape. And the path out is for us to repent. The path is for us to accept the salvation he has prepared for us. Of course, when we're without hope and we have no escape, and God, it is then that God has prepared a way out for us. And that is the gospel. If we don't know that we have cancer, we will not go seek out treatment. If we do not know that the house is on fire, we will not run out and escape the house. And the same way, if we do not know that we have sin and we're lost, then we will not seek after the Lord. So today the purpose is that we must come to understanding that we are people with sin. But we are also people with a way. And we must come to a realization that outside of Jesus there is no other way. And so For the Bible says that outside of him there is no by other name by which we can be saved. It is that by Jesus and through Jesus our sin have been forgiven that we can be saved. Only he that died and resurrected 3 days later. Only he is the mediator between man and God. He is the only salvation, he is the only way.
所以我想跟在座的 朋友们讲,
so I want to share with the friends sitting here.
不要再逃避,
don't try to escape anymore.
因为你我无处可逃,
because you and I have no other place to run to.
今天的逃避有可能带给我们的是永远的灭亡,
perhaps today's escape will bring us to eternal damnation.
如果我们还没有相信耶稣的话,
if today we have not come to trust in our Lord Jesus,
今天我们就来相信他, 接受他在十架上所成就的恩典,
but today let us take the step to accept his salvation on the cross.
那我不会跟你说,如果你相信耶稣的话,
I don't want to say, I can't say to you that if you trust in him that you will be prosperous and successful.
你可以家庭美满幸福,
that your family, you will have a great family and that you will have a everything.
如果你信耶稣的话, 你的病就会得医治, 你就会身体健康,
or nor will I say that if you trust in him you will be healed and you will be healthy.
或者你就可以心想事成。但是我想我们可能以前都听过这样的福音。
But I think we have all heard this kind of gospel in the past.
坦白地讲, 这不是真正的福音。
But honestly speaking, that is not the true gospel.
因为这些还是属于今生的祝福, 地上的祝福。
But these are rather blessings in this world.
就像我刚刚说讲, 到死亡, 到人生结局那一天, 所有的一切你都没办法带走。
Just as I stated that towards in the end of our days, there is nothing we can take with us.
如果不解决永生永死的问题, 这一切都没有任何的意义。
If we do not solve the problem of eternal death, there's none of this has any meaning.
说没有感谢神, 祂为我们预备的, 远远超过我们所求所想。
We want to thank God that he has prepared for us that which far exceeds what we can possibly imagine.
我们所追求的可能还是地上的祝福。
Perhaps what we seek after is still the blessing of this world. But God has given to us the heavenly and the eternal blessing. He gave to us his only begotten Son to us. So that we shall not perish but have eternal life. So that we who are with such a short lifespan can enter into eternity.
如果没有永恒,
if there is no eternity, then all of this is meaningless. But God gave us an eternal life.
今天死不再是我们唯一的归宿和结局。
Today, death is not our ultimate end.
因为圣经里面讲说, 祂不仅, 救我们,
the Bible says that not only did he save us,
不仅称我们为义,
not only did he call us righteous,
他要把他所有相信他, 接受他的人, 带到荣耀里面去,
but he shall take all those who believe in him into eternal glory.
所以有一天,
so one day,
每个相信主, 接受主的人,
all those who trust in him, all those who receive him,
要与爱他的主永远在一起,
will be with the Lord they love forever.
神要把他的众子都带到荣耀里面去,
God will bring all of his children into eternity.
所以我们在座的朋友,
so therefore, friends,
如果你,
if you're still struggling,
我真的盼望说你不要再犹豫,
if you're still wavering, don't waver anymore.
不要再逃避,
don't try to run away. Because none of us can possibly know what will happen tomorrow. None of us can know that how many more days do we have.
今年10月1号在美国发生了一件非常
in October 1st of this year, something tremendously happened. It happened to be the greatest, biggest homicide in America's history. It happened in Las Vegas. In a concert venue.
整个事件造成59人死,527人伤。
And there were 59 people who died and 500 or so people who were hurt.
我想那些去参加音乐会的人, 没有人会想到会有这样的事情发生。
I can say that none of the people, concertgoers, can possibly imagine that's what was going to happen.
可能每个人都会认为这跟以往的音乐会没有什么不同。
Perhaps some people will feel that this is not too different from the accident than at a concert.
那后面的调查是说, 枪手一共, 大概发射了几百发子弹。
And what they found out, he shot about several hundred rounds.
那枪击的时间大约持续了四分半钟。
And it spent he shot about 4 minutes or so.
很多人原本是来享受音乐会的。
Many people, the people came to enjoy the concert.
却倒在这个水泼之中。
But many died there.
那据说在这个枪林弹雨里面有一个男人, 挺身而出。
So during this, the hail of bullets, there was a man who stood up.
那他用他自己的身体为旁边的妇女和儿童挡子弹。
He tried to shield the women and children next to him.
而且他大声呼喊说, "Come on, Christians, show your face."
And he cried out to the Christians to say, "Come on, Christians, show your face."
就说来吧基督徒,
and in other words, it's a call to the Christians to show their faith.
那有一名53岁的费城的男子,
and there was a 53-year-old man from Philly who came also tried to shield the people next to him.
他说,你们才20岁,
he says that you are all in your 20s, I'm already in my 50s.
我已经有了我的人生,
I already have my life.
那在这个枪击案的现场有很多这种舍己为人的事情。
So there are many, many stories of such bravery there.
所以后来那个白宫新闻发言人在讲述这些事情的时候, 几乎讲不下去。
So when the White House press secretary was speaking of these things, they could not even continue.
那同样的在100多，我想大家都看过一个电影叫 Titanic.
I think many of you saw the movie Titanic.
那我们都大概都记得说在沉船最后有一个场景。
We all remember the last scene from that movie.
就是有一个乐团一直在奏一首诗歌，与主更近。
So there was a band. The music band was playing the hymn, "Closer to the Lord."
直到船沉掉,
all the way till the ship sank.
那其实在当时发生了一件真实的事情。
So that was something that really happened.
有一个旅客叫约翰 Harper.
There was a passenger named John.
其实他是一个牧师。
But John Popper, he was a pastor.
他是被邀请去芝加哥讲道。
He was invited to go to Chicago to preach.
那跟他一起的还有他6岁的女儿。
And with him was also his 6-year-old daughter.
那当这个 Titanic 撞到冰山上的时候,
when the ship hit the iceberg,
他第一时间把他的女儿送上救生船。
The first thing he did was to send his daughter on the lifeboat.
然后跟他的女儿吻别, 告诉他女儿说, 我们有一天还会再相见。
And he kissed his daughter and said goodbye to her and says, "One day we'll see each other again."
那他就流着眼泪回到这个沉船上。
So he shed his tears and he went back onto the ship.
他选择与绝望的人群在一起。
He chose to be with the people who are without hope.
那当这个船开始倾斜的时候, 他就对人们喊。
So when the ship began to tip over, he cried out to the people.
他喊说, 让妇女儿童和没有信耶稣的人先上船。
He says, let the women and children and those who have not trusted in the Lord to board the ship first.
那几分钟以后这个船就沉了。
And a few minutes later, the ship went down.
那一共有1500多名的旅客是掉在这个海水里。
So there are about 1500 or so passengers that fell into the ocean.
那我们看那个电影的话，你就知道说这些人大部分都被冻死，都被淹死。
We know that the majority of people were either drowned or died of hypothermia.
那这个 Harper 也是这个1500多人里面的一个。
Sorry, Harper was also one of the 1500.
那在这个1500多人里面, 一共只有6个人获救。
Out of this 1500, there were only 6 people who were saved.
那其中有一个年轻人。
There is one youth.
他后来做见证说, 这个牧师 Harper 救了他。
And he gave a testimony saying that this pastor Harper saved him.
在最后的时间里面, 他把福音传给这个年轻人。
In the last moment, he shared the gospel with this young man.
说当年轻人爬上一个这个船体的碎片的时候, Harper 是在水中挣扎。
So as this man, this young man climbed onto the wreckage of the ship, Harper was struggling in the water.
那 Harper 靠近这个年轻人就问他说, 你得救了吗?
So Harper struggled over to this young man and says, "Have you been saved?"
然后这个年轻人说没有。
And this young man says, "No."
那 Harper 就用圣经里面的话对他说, 信靠主耶稣你就必得救。
And Harper said to him that trust in the Lord and you shall be saved.
那年轻人没有回答。
The man had no response.
那 Harper 就被海水冲走。
And Harper was taken by the waves.
不长时间, 海浪又把 Harper 送回来。
And a few moments later, Harper came in, came back.
那这个年轻人当时已经十分疲倦, 他已经想放弃挣扎。
So at that moment, the young man was struggling and he was ready to give up.
那Harper就告诉他说, 年轻人, 耶稣要救你。
And Harper said to the young man, says that Jesus wants to save you.
然后Harper就把他手中的木板递给这个年轻人。
And so Harper gave this plank that was in his hand to the young man.
然后Harper就被海水冲走。
And then Harper was taken by the waves.
啊, 这个年轻人就在那一刻决定说他要相信主。
And it was at that moment that the man decided to trust in the Lord.
啊, 四年以后所有这个, 得救的人在多伦多聚会。
And 4 years, all those who were saved, who survived, gathered in Toronto as a, in a meeting.
那这个年轻人就把他当时得救的见证在这个大会当中分享出来。
And the young man shared in that gathering the testimony of his salvation.
为什么这些平时跟我们一样的人在面对这样的事情的时候会有截然不同的反应?
Why do people very similar to us, but when faced with such a circumstance, have such a response?
我想我们每个人都知道, 是耶稣基督的爱来激励他们。
I think every one of us know that it is the love of Christ that compels them.
是神把一个永生的盼望赐给他们, 以至于他们可以有勇气面对死亡。
That God has given to them the eternal hope so that they have the strength to face.
因为每一个得救的人知道死亡不是我们的结局。
Because every one of us who are saved knows that.
神为我们预备了永远的盼望。 我们在地上不过是暂时的，是寄居的。
God has given to us hope that we're here, but it is only for a time.
有一天神要接我们去。
That one day He will take us.
主要带我们进到荣耀里面去。
He will take us into glory.
这是为什么他们在面对死亡的时候，他们可以把机会，把生的机会留给那些还没有得救的人。
And that is the reason why, when they're faced with death, that they can give the opportunity and to live and the hope to live to others.
如果因为没有得救的人。 就没有机会。
Because those who are not safe does not have has no longer has an opportunity.
因为死亡是他们唯一的归宿和结局。
Because death is their only future and their only end.
所以朋友们今天其实借着这些话，我们也在问朋友说：“你得救了吗？”
So today, by these words, we also want to ask you, friends, are you saved?
如果没有得救的话，赶快来相信耶稣，相信基督。
If you're not saved, come and trust in Him.
接受他的生命，做你个人的救主。
Come and receive Him as your personal Savior.
他要把永远的生命赐给你。
He wants to give you His eternal life.
如果我们在座的朋友，你有这样的感动的话，当我们结束的时候，请你留下来。
If any friends among us feels the same way, please stay after we conclude.
那教会会安排一些弟兄姊妹与你有一些陪谈。
We'll have some brothers and sisters who can speak to you
afterwards.
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
主啊，谢谢你来到这个地上。
Thank you for coming to this earth.
为我们这样的罪人付上罪的代价。
To pay the price for us sinners.
主啊，你被钉在十字架上是因着我们的缘故。
That you were crucified on the cross is all for us.
主啊，你用你自己的宝血，用你自己的身体来救赎我们。That
you use your own body and your blood to save us.
主啊，我们实在盼望你这样的恩典临到我们在座的每一个人。Lord,
we hope that your grace will befall upon every single one of us.
主啊，我们就把我们在座的朋友交在你的手中。Lord,
we give the friends who are sitting here into your hands.
主啊，求你圣灵在他们心里面开启他们。Lord,
may your Holy Spirit work in them.
主啊，帮助他们看见。 人有罪、有限、有死，不是人的唯一的结局。
Help them to see that man with our limit, with our sin and our death, and but that is not our end.
主啊，你为他们预备了出路，就是永生的道路。
That you prepared a way out for them, and that is your eternal life.
主啊，感动他们，让他们能够愿意来到你的面前。
Lord, touch them and move them so that they're willing to come to you.
来接受你的恩典。
That they're willing to come and receive your grace. We give all grace and all praise and glory and praise to you. In our Lord Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.